Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show live. Trying to get the live sheet. Oh,
you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We got another episode of Patriot Nation Radio Show right now going on. I don't know what's shaking here. I'm having a little issue with my Wi-Fi. I don't know what's shaking. Won't let me link up to my live feed this evening. So I don't know what's going on here. I'm probably going to have to switch out the link here. But I got a Wi-Fi extender. It's supposed to extend my Wi-Fi and make my Wi-Fi beautiful, but I don't know what's happening. It's not making my Wi-Fi beautiful. But I'm going to do this little ad real quick with our good friend Dave Bray, Dave Bray USA, LibertyRush.com, and don't forget PatriotShit.com. I'll be back.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
.com. DaveBrayUSA.com, folks. And of course, you heard it there, LibertyRush.com. Thank you. They have it, folks. That's our good friend Alice Cooper. School's out. We're going to be doing a show tonight on the end of Common Core in Florida and the beginning of whatever's next. I've been speaking with a gentleman. His name is Duke online. I'm trying to get him to come on. I believe he's part of the crew that's going to be rewriting the standards here in Florida. So if you're there in the live feed, I want to say hello to Keeper. What's shaking, brother? Eric, I haven't seen him in a long time. Eric Barlow, why don't you call us? We were supposed to have a housewarming party at your house like a year and a half ago. Where'd you go? What happened? I want to say hello to Shenandoah and Gary Binford, ladies and gentlemen. Check out Gary, a heck of a writer, writing great things, doing great stuff. Yes, indeed. Gary Binford. Kenny Cool. You might remember Kenny Cool got kicked off of Frontier Airlines not once, but twice. He's there in the live feed. What's happening, Kenny? Laura Irish Wilkinson, Angel Mom. Laura, thank you so much for tuning in. And there's my old workmate, Aaron. What's happening, Aaron? We used to work over there together at the Osgood. He was a heck of a polisher in the polishing department. Billy Belo, take a pause, ladies and gentlemen. Jim and Marsha and Ty and Bill Muckler. 2020, A Vision for America. Get you a copy today. Reach out to Bill. Buy a copy of 2020, A Vision for America. Susan DeLumis is also watching. I would love to have you come on the show, Susan, and talk with us about what's happening with your husband. it would be really great. We had Kenny Cool on the show. What a story. And I had a gentleman on just the other day. Same thing here. He had on his hat, and he was harassed and kicked out of a place. And there's no media attention at all. He's got zero media attention on that one. It's pretty crazy. Folks in Florida are pretty excited these days because our great governor, Ron DeSantis, has stated he's going to take a hatchet and chop Common Core to bits and get rid of it. No more Common Core in the Sunshine State. Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about its replacement, what's going to be in its place. We're going to talk about STEM programs, science, technology, education, and math. These are career programs to steer children in a direction and get them a career in whatever. They won't really like have a choice. Like when they graduate high school, they could go, well, I want to be a plumber. I want to be a soccer player. I want to be a teacher. No, you'll be either a scientist, a technologist, an educator, or a mathematician. That's it. Science, technology, education, and math. We'll be talking about them programs. Cradle to grave data collection through the education system. This is going to be taking place too, folks. They're going to be using our kids and everything because, look, they tried to take over the banks. They failed. They're too big to fail. We had to bail them out. They tried to take over the healthcare with Obamacare. It failed. We had to bail that out. Now we're battling that. We got people who got fined for a few years. They got their asses handed to them because they couldn't afford something. So they got fined for not being able to have something they could not afford. So that was a train wreck. So they destroyed that. So now they're working on the education. You got to work this, you know, a few different things: education, banking, you know, and healthcare, the economy, jobs, infrastructure, certain things that are very, very highly important to the country in order for it to run. And if they take over these things one by one, little by little, they can force their socialist agenda down our gullets, you know. And so we'll be talking about the cradle-to-the-grave data collection and also how they – watch how it ties into to our veterans as well. And we will have on with us here in just 2 seconds the Common Core Diva. You can find her on Facebook. Make sure you join up to the mailing list and get her articles. She is constantly on the battlefront of Common Core, and now she's got a new battle brewing. We're going to talk about the new battle brewing right now as I bring in Lynn, the Common Core Diva, live on the Patriot Nation radio show, folks. Welcome to the show, Common Core Diva. What's happening, Lynn?
Hey, Mark. How are you this evening? Sounds like you're doing super.
Yep, my back is better. I had some rest this weekend. I haven't had rest in a long time. Saturday night, I went to bed like 7:30, and I woke up Sunday morning. It was one of those. My body was screaming.
Good for you. Yep, good for you. Well, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak out. So where would you like to jump in so I can cover every bit of what you just mentioned?
Right. Well, I want to start off with Common Core ending in Florida. Great thing. Everybody's
okay.
cheering.
Okay.
Woohoo! Everybody's the parents. Every parent I talk to, I have a son in school. He's in second grade. Right. He's loving the STEM program. Right. And so the parents are cheering. Hallelujah! Common Core is going away. They're going to teach civics. Hallelujah! What does it really mean? What's really shaking in the removal of Common Core and it's being replaced?
Okay, thank you. Absolutely not. Florida will not get rid of it any more than any other state. And here's how I know. If you look at the governor's executive order, like I have, he has nitpicked his speeches, like I have. He is talking the same career pathway, streamlining from cradle to grave, as you will find in Common Core. You will find it in. And the reason, Mark, is we need to breed barely educated workforce millions. Now, let me back up for just a second. Another reason why you're not going to see DeSantis get rid of Common Core is his campaign funding from when he was a federal servant for Florida in D.C. as well as governor. He had ties to the Common Core machine through campaign donations. So, of course, now he is in a key position to carry out more of the status quo, and he's used some buzzwords that he knew voters would respond to and people would cheer, and the whole time he is embedding career-aligned education, school vouchers, which will help carry on the illusion of school choice. But if you look at the laws that are governing not just Florida, but the entire nation on this, Mark, the Every Student Succeeds Act, it says very plainly, all education must be aligned to workforce readiness standards, which means your little one in second grade who loves STEM. Well, sure, they love it now, but when they get to be an adult and this is all they've been trained in for a STEM job, that's not going to bring them joy. That's not going to bring them fulfillment. It'll bring them a paycheck, but it's going to be indentured servitude is pretty much what is going on.
Right. What's going on? I'm having trouble with my lighting and stuff today. So basically what's happening is just another rebranding of Common Core.
Right.
And are the math standards going to be the same crappy math? I mean, that's the real problem that we're having right now is everybody's up in arms over this.
Right.
Math. Everybody hates
Common Core. Well, here's something. And I don't blame them. It should never have been saddled upon the states. But here's what I think should have happened. If you ran on the campaign of you're going to rid your state of Common Core, then the first thing you should have done was have that plan already figured out so that by the time you were sworn in, boom, you've hit the ground running. The first way to get Florida out of Common Core or any state would be to repeal the Every Student Succeeds Act, which has to happen at a national level first. Then you can start to unhinge the state from the federal teat, if you will, okay? Because it's the funding.
Yep.
The funding drives the standards. The funding drives the tests that your kids have to take, which are so abysmal.
Right. And so they're not going to be doing away with it, just going to make these kids test takers still, but they're going to change maybe the math a little bit. They're going to teach more reading and writing maybe, but it's still just going to be branded something else. That's what they did the last time, is rebranded it.
Right, and that is all any state is ever going to do until Every Student Succeeds Act is repealed, and I've been saying that for years. Because that's the truth. You have to repeal that stupid law before you can even begin to get Common Core out. Now, one of the reasons why Common Core needs to be brought up in the same conversation as STEM is because they were purposely introduced about the same time, Mark, so that they could be used as a double whammy when it came to not only indoctrination, but with the data mining that goes from cradle to grave. And it also goes with the career tracking. I mean, they're looking at kids now in kindergarten going, we need to start getting you ready for workforce readiness. Well, they're what, 4, 5, and you're getting them ready for careers already? That's insane. But this is what, and the reason why STEM is such a booger, if you will, is because it is part of the United Nations, but so is Common Core, because if you'll remember, the Common Core was brought into our schools, not just through Bill Gates, but through the Rockefellers, through Ford Foundation, through all these other groups, and our federal government as well has had it in their sights for years to take down America. And what better way to take it down than through your education system? And that was part of the goal with the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and math, was to change the education system so that you're not learning reading and writing and history and math. You're learning skill, workforce-based computer junk is what you're learning. And the testing, yeah, it's going to, it might be shuffled around a bit, Mark, but those children are daily assessed, I mean, through the algorithms. That is what's taking the place of the test. It's this personalized learning, which is another thing DeSantis wants to ramp up, is personalized learning. That is code for computer algorithms that will constantly measure Johnny and Susie and test them daily. So instead of end-of-course tests, you're going to have a daily test, and you, the parent, will never see it.
And the next thing you know, they're going to start saying, well, now we have to do biometric attendance at school, and they'll start it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start that microchipping stuff in school, and people will be chipped in school, and it'll be like, well, we have to do it to keep track of the kids. In case they get away, we can track them. We can find them. It's important. We have to do this.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, because that is already going on. It's not through the chips. It's through the monitors, like, you know, how much is the child fidgeting in the chair? How often are they tapping the mouse? Are they nervous? How fast eyes moving? That's all biometrics as well. And that's already being used on the children.
Right. So they're already into that stuff. And they're gauging every bit of information from cradle to grave. So what kind of information are they mining? What kind of data are they getting through these biometrics and everything like that? They're trying to get into our living room, no?
Well, they're already there. If your child has a school-issued electronic device, they're already in your house. Some of the data they're collecting, Mark, and I can't remember the exact number of data points, but we're getting into your values, your attitudes, and your beliefs, things that are none of the school's business, none of the government's business. But this data mining, what it's doing is it's not only trying to help break down the family, it's trying to career pigeonhole this student into what track they will be, but it's also a cash cow for every public-private partnership that is hooked into your school. Because they use the data. The federal government uses the data, and the data eventually ends up, oh, guess where, in the United Nations. So this
right.
has been a plan that has been in works. Yeah, and the scary thing about STEM is we have liberals who embrace it. We have conservatives who embrace it, because after all, we need to have something other than college. I agree, we need something other than college, but does it have to be funneled through the United Nations? Does it have to be funneled through the Common Core system? No, it shouldn't be. It should never have been, but that's what's happened. And here's a key piece of evidence that a lot of people don't want to think is the truth, but the more that we're seeing happen with the degradation of our education, the more they're going, oh, stuff, she's right. Back in 2010, there was a report that was given to then-President Obama, and it was from the President's Council Advisors of Science and Technology. And basically what it said in the report, Mark, and I've read this report and shared it many, many times, was that the National Science Foundation, under the influence of the United Nations, had influenced this President's Council to say, we need a STEM education for a STEM people to build a STEM workforce, for a STEM economy, for a STEM nation, for the greater global good. Now, we're seeing that play out.
Yep. And also, Betsy DeVos, or however you pronounce her name, went down to the summit in South America
right.
earlier in the year or late last
mm-hmm.
year and signed on to this global
right.
thing with the United Nations and put us all into that. Is that correct?
She went with she went down to Argentina, I believe it was, and I reported on this as well. And it was the G20 or the Group of 20, and America is part of that. Well, G20 is a sister group to the United Nations. So basically what the G20 did and what Betsy signed was basically an agreement going, yeah, we're going to do everything the G20 wants us to do because, after all, that marries to the United Nations and their sustainable development goals. And that's where STEM comes from. STEM was
right.
used as a tool to make education the change agent, and we're seeing the president endorse STEM, we're seeing Congress endorse STEM, we're seeing both of them endorse this career pigeonholing through career tech education, which takes Common Core to an adult level and STEM as well. And now you've got a governor who's going to be doing the same thing and going, oh, it's not going to be Common Core. Well, sorry, dude, I've done the research. It is.
Right on. That's insane. That the takeover of the education system is well underway. It's been underway for a long time. And I know in Florida, Jeb Bush had his hands all over that. Folks in the live feed are saying, "Who is this fine lady?" So I wrote on there your name, but tell folks how they can find you on the internet real fast at Common Core Diva.
Okay,
and so they
sure.
can join you, so they can join yes. your mailing list too and get the articles that you publish every day or every other day.
Right. Okay. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Common Core Diva. That's all run together. You can find my blog. It's commoncorediva.wordpress.com. I've been doing this research, Mark, since about 2008, 2009, so I'm in my 10th year. And I started writing my blog back in 2014. So I've got tons and tons of research, and I don't tell you what to think. I point you where to look so that you can be that citizen. And I don't know who that man was that you had who was saying all that lovely stuff about, you know, being a citizen's not just earning the paycheck. But yeah, that's how we can be a citizen, is look at this stuff, expose it. Now, here's an interesting tidbit for not only your Floridians, but for those who haven't read the article. I gave an article probably last week about the snow job DeSantis was doing on the state of Florida, but I also did also showed how the state of North Carolina, where I'm from, is doing a similar snow job. Georgia's doing a similar snow job. So this is how I know no state is getting rid of it, and they can breathe those words, we're getting rid of Common Core, all they want. It shouldn't take a year to review the standards if you really meant you were going to get rid of it. But why he's not getting rid of it is because Bush is still behind the scenes, but Betsy DeVos's family donated to Ron DeSantis's campaign.
Right. I was gonna ask a question and it slipped my mind. It was a good one.
Oh, okay. It'll come back.
I do that a lot lately. I forget things. I don't know. I'm getting old. You know, the senility starting to set in little by little, more and more every day. And I forget what I'm talking about.
Write it down. That's write it down. That's what I have to do.
And the United Nations and all those folks are already involved in this takeover our education system. Does that mean like places like, the princes of Saudi Arabia will have their educators write textbooks for our education system here in the United States or something like that? Would that be a possibility? Have textbooks written in other countries? And we'll learn?
It's amazing you bring that up, because the government of Dubai has contacted one of the biggest Common Core machine test makers that there is to make a morality assessment. So we've got this what's called social and emotional learning, and that's part of the STEM manipulation through the mind, is the social and emotional learning. It's also in the Common Core as well, because that's where we have to reshape Johnny and Susie's family values into our global values, because if we have you thinking globally, you're not going to honor your family, but you will honor the global greater good.
Right.
So,
and
yeah,
now we
there,
got the
there's
new,
already
new
that's
Green
already
Deal.
In the works.
And the new Green Deal
I'm
being
sorry?
Pushed by the new Green Deal being pushed by I'm not going to say her name. She gets enough press. We know who I'm talking about. The new Green Deal being pushed by a Democratic congressperson from Queens, New York, screaming and yelling
right.
about global warming
well,
and taking 1,600 Uber cars all over the city when she could have walked to the subway in 1 minute. But that's another story.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Well, you know, but it does somehow connect, because part of the really creepiness of the STEM was that there was a sustainable development toolkit that was created at the University of Tennessee. I think it was back in 2002, Mark, but it was saying how they were going to take the sustainable development goals and insert them into education. STEM just happened to be the acronym that was chosen to make it into a marketing tool by the National Science Foundation so that it would influence everyone. So, you know, that's
branding.
Really big. It's a marketing tool.
Right. Branding is so important. We've seen that in the last presidential election with Make America
mm-hmm.
Great Again. This is the administration of law enforcement. Make America Great Again. They got red hats. They made shirts. They made signs. They passed them out. It's branding. They brand things.
Right, but let me ask you a question.
Yes,
let
ma'am.
Me ask you a question, okay? All right. We have a president who just said in the past 2 weeks that America could not, that America was not going to become a socialist nation, right?
Right.
Then
on.
Why, Mark, is it all over the White House's website that he is supporting STEM, which is socialism? I don't understand it.
What I'm seeing, though, is the kids are really loving the STEM programs. And, you know,
right.
How will it affect my son's loving STEM? How is it going to affect him when he makes it to, say, high school and he's ninth grade, he's a freshman? What's going to happen in ninth grade to a kid who loves STEM in second grade?
He will be so indoctrinated, Mark, you're going to look across the table and not know who your son is. And more than likely, he will not even give you the time of day. We're seeing this happen not only with STEM, but, you know, we've seen it happen with Common Core, because this stuff gets in and it tells that you're not important as an individual. Your family is not important. They are just part of the system. You have to go out and you have to monitor your parents, and you have to monitor what goes on into your home. And then you have to come back to school and tell us, you know, do mom and dad drink too much? Do they smoke cigarettes? Has anybody ever gotten high? Do they touch you in the wrong places? You know, are they making you go to church? Are they making you a male when you want to be a female? These are just some of the sick ways that indoctrination starts. And so it grooms them. So, yeah, the kids are going to love STEM because it's being sold, Mark, as hands-on learning fun. But what they're not telling you, the parent, and they should be telling you, the parent, and I will tell you, the parent, because I've done the research, there is nothing fun about what they are doing to our children through Common Core, through career tech education, or through STEM. It is all dumbing them down to where they know limited skills for being put in these pigeonhole careers. And I just have done an article where, let's say you wanted to go make ice cream for the rest of your life, right? Well, if you wanted to do that, that would be fun for a while. But what if you didn't want to do that, Mark? What if you wanted to go build airplanes? That's where your love was. But because all this career testing and all this mind bending had been done to you, your love for airplanes has now been redirected, whether you like it or not, to ice cream. Does that sound like a free American citizen?
So that's the goal of the STEM program, is to steer kids to a career path.
Not only a career path, but to be Okay. All right. Let me clarify just for a minute. It not only will rear pass them into some sort of science, technology, engineering, and math. Okay. The bigger deal, not so much the career, even though that is a big deal, don't get me wrong. The bigger deal is turning them from an American to a global citizen, turning them away from the country where we are free, turning them away from the history. I'm sorry?
They got stars on TV going, no, we're global citizens. Like, you know, right now it's in jest.
Exactly.
They might just say it and hear it popping up here and be a global citizen, not a citizen of the world, a citizen of America, part of taking down the borders. That's half of what this fight on the border is about.
Well, and this is what we're seeing happen, especially with the STEM, is it's got to all be about the sustainable development goals, because I cannot get and you know, you've seen it happen in years past. You've got people who've said, you know, give me one generation and I can turn your country into poo. Well, that's exactly what's happening. They're taking our children and they're doing this stuff, and it's all about the sustainable development goals. And the sustainable development goals, Mark, if people don't realize it, came from Agenda 21, which has been rebranded to Agenda 2030. Now,
right.
For the state of Florida, I'm sorry.
Are the STEM programs written into Agenda 2030? They're listed in there
Absolutely.
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely they are. And that's where they came from, was the Sustainable Development Goals. I'm telling you, it's in the toolkit to take and have it feel like it's fun and it's an inside out, yes, we want to do this kind of collectivism. And that's what will happen to your second grader, collectivism. It won't be, hey, I want to go be who I was made to be by my Lord and Savior. No, I'm going to go be what the government tells me, because I've got to go be part of the collectivism here. I've got to be that global greater good. I don't work for my family. I work for your family. And what I have is not mine. It's yours.
Right. And
it's,
you know,
totally
you
divorcing our children from America.
Do you have kids in the school system now? Are your kids out of school, or do you ever have kids in the system?
I never had them in the system until they got to college. And you know what we're seeing? This is not just for public students. This is not for charter school students. This is for every single education choice out there, including home education. Because STEM has free resources. Common Core has free resources. And what homeschooler family on a budget doesn't love the word free? But with the free come the strings. And that is what our parents need to know. Yeah, for right now, it looks like it's fun. For right now, it might very well be fun. But if you look at the twisted, sick plot that does not value your child like you do, that does not respect your family like your family respects you,
right,
that's a problem.
And
it's happening every single day. I've seen churches sell out to STEM, Mark.
Yeah, and in your articles, you cite a lot of sources and stuff like that. So I want people to be able to get out and read your articles and your blog. So give your blog again so that people can see the sources and read something for themselves.
Okay, commoncorediva.wordpress.com.
And then on Facebook?
Facebook, I'm Common Core Diva, or I have another page called U.S. Parent Call to Action. And a lot of times I'll give shout-outs to either different states or whatever federal legislation is going on. Now, one thing I wanted to point out for Florida, and this is how you can know the Sustainable Development Goals are alive and well in Florida, is you have 5 million solar panels set up right now. By the year 2030, Mark, Florida Power and Light will erect over 30 million panels. Now, where in the hell are those going? They're going to go on every bit of open land. They're going to go on every bit of open land space, which is another part of the Sustainable Development Goals. There is no rural. Everyone's crammed into an urban setting. You won't have to worry about your farms because the farms won't be there.
That's the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 program, is to get everybody out of the country, get them all into housing projects in urban areas so that they can keep track of everybody. How are you going to tell Farmer Brown in the middle of the, in the middle of the country, who lives in the middle of nowhere on 150 acres and he's farming corn, that he can't live there and farm corn no more? I guess they're doing it. They've done it to the Bundys. That they're pushing these ranches out one by one, little by little. So I guess we're seeing it already.
Well, it's interesting you bring. It's interesting you bring that up, because in tomorrow's article, I've addressed how the STEM and the Sustainable Development Goals are taking over the farming. And it's either going to be through taxation, bailout programs that the government rushes in. They've made a problem. They're going to rush in and they're going to be your savior. Well, that's a nanny state right there. Or it's going to be eminent domain. It's going to be one of the, those three.
Domain, too. We know that the current president's a big fan of eminent domain, because he's a builder, and builders use eminent domain to get the property they need sometimes to build on. So that's a scary thing, too.
Right.
Well,
here, well,
you know, this piece of property
it is,
ours,
but
so
here's
eminent.
Right. Well, here's the here's a wake-up call. If people are hearing this for the first time and they think, oh, well, you know, my tinfoil hat's on a little too tight, you go ahead and you think that. But you read the information, you research it, on your own, and we're running out of time for this sort of thing. So this is the time to, you know, fight back. No, don't let DeSantis run over you. Take the state back. Don't let the United Nations run over your community. You know, fight back. That's what we're supposed to do.
Right. Oh, excuse me. And good night, folks. Now, some of these data collections and the, you know, how they're getting from cradle to grave data collection, and somehow it ties into the veterans and stuff like that. How are they tying the veterans in with all this data collection in the schools and everything like that? How's that work?
Well, they're using the veterans as guinea pigs for the microchip program, for one. For two, they're saying, well, you know, you want to go out there and you want to, you know, get back into the everyday civilian life. Well, guess what? Here we are. We can help reprogram you basically through your education so that you can go get a new job. Well, they're aligning those jobs and they're giving bonuses to vets who say, hey, I'm going to go teach STEM. What better way to do them? Now, to me, that is a slap in every veteran's face, because those veterans didn't go and serve where they served, Mark, to serve the United Nations. They went to serve to protect the United States. And now our government is going to slap them in the face with globalism out the wazoo? No, thank you.
Right. And more and more I hear this global citizen gibberish coming out everywhere. I'm kind of like, oh, my goodness, you know. So they're going to be doing all this data mining. So they got rid of the data mining. They got busted using the phones and the cameras and the TVs and all this stuff to spy on us. So now they're going to do it in other ways, like you said before. Do they drink too much? Do they smoke cigarettes? What do they do? So a good thing for teachers,
Kids, and you can
to tell them. Good thing that for their parents to teach the kids is whatever you say in your house and whatever happens in your house stays in your house. You don't say nothing to nobody at school, never. No reason.
Well, that's great. That would be great, Mark, if it was just school. But this is happening at doctor's offices. This is happening with every after-school program that is tied into this sick system of either Common Core, Career Tech, or STEM. Now, here's another eye-opening fact about STEM, okay? Because it is part of the United Nations, and we know that the United Nations is totally against anything that has to do with Christ or, you know, godliness or anything like that, right? Guess what group who won their battle on the basis of the First Amendment? They are considered, because of that, they are considered a religion. But they have fully embraced STEM, and that is the Church of Satan. And they are offering after-school programs for nothing but STEM, and they're passing it off as fun. Now, Mark, tell me, would you feel comfortable sending your little one to an after-school program where you knew that is where they're going to rub up against some of this stuff.
Right. And what about like 4-H Club and the Boys and Girls Club of America? Are they affected, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts? Are they embracing this stuff?
Too? Yeah, they are. Yeah, they have.
And
yeah,
like,
and they've done it. Let's see, 4-H. Let's see, 4-H went way before over to Common Core. I'm trying to remember what year it was, but it's been a little bit since 4-H went. And then the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts they didn't really mess around with Common Core so much as they did STEM. And so now you have entire programs in the STEM. But if you look at what's happened to the Scouting program, I mean, good gravy, the Girl Scouts support Planned Parenthood, which is also tied into the United Nations and population control. You've got the Boy Scouts who have decided to, you know, we're going to not be Boy Scouts, we're going to be They Scouts. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Sounds funny about the whole thing with Boy Scouts. They said, okay, you got to drop boy, you Scouts, then a bunch of girls join, and then make a separate group within the Boy Scouts. What the hell? Why don't they just stay Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts? Instead, they come in, they infiltrate the Boy Scouts, get rid of boy, make it Scouts,
right.
Then the girls come in and make their own separate group. What is that?
Well, see, that's another part of that is part of the STEM, because we have to get rid of the two genders. We have to embrace that there are, who knows, however many there are, and we have to put women above men. And I think that is so wrong. That is so, no, people, okay, men and women should stand together. One should not be over the other. All right, I will say that. As a mom of three daughters, I will say that. I have no problem saying that. Men and women should be on certain things absolutely level. And when one does better at whatever, fine. One does better at whatever. But you balance each other. You don't totally emasculate an entire gender to pump up another one. Where's the equality in that? And that's another one of the Sustainable Development Goals, is all the gender equality. Well, you can't have gender equality when you're you cannot. You just cannot have it when you're doing this kind of BS in the communities. It's not just school. It is community-wide.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. So it goes into the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, Boys and Girls Clubs of America, 4-H, churches, Sunday schools. They're all doing this stuff. Now, how about this?
Vacation Bible School.
Back in the past, my son used to go over to the Home Depot on like a Saturday, and they would have this class there where you could build stuff. I wonder if even they've delved into STEM with their Saturday program building a salt and pepper sailboat.
Well, here's how you can tell if a large corporation has bought into all this, Mark, okay? Look at their sustainability stance. For example, Home Depot or, you know, oh, goodness, I'm trying to think of one. Okay, a good one, Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble is so in bed with all this mess, it's not even funny. And the way you can find it out is you go on their website and you look at their stance on, you know, sustainability. Are we being green enough? Are we doing enough to, you know, help educate our kids on how to be green and how to this? It's all there. It's just been so polished and so slicked up, we're not seeing it.
Right. The insanity is crazy. So really, Common Core in Florida is not going nowhere. The STEM programs are going to push our kids in a direction where they have no choice in a career path, where they mine data, where they continually ask them questions and batter them because they want to be in your living room. Their main goal sometimes, I think, is to remove the kids from the home and get them into the foster or the system. And we know for a fact, I've actually reached out to some folks this one woman had put her daughter into a program. It was suggested. They said, okay, let's try it. She went to a group home and disappeared. The group home had no idea where she went. We don't know where she went. Well, the place got gates. It's got a fence. It's got a lock. It's got a full security system. It's got a full staff. What do you mean you don't know where she went? Three girls had disappeared. They eventually found the girl in a sex traffic ring through the child protection.
Right.
It's scary.
Right. Well, look, if you look at Marxist socialism, you destroy the family, you destroy Christianity, you destroy education. What you got left, Mark? What do you have left when you destroy all those? That's where we're at, and this is why I cannot understand a president will sit there and say America will never be socialist when, by George, we already are.
Right,
we are on so many levels, and go ahead.
One of the first things of socialism really broke was social security. Social security.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like right there.
Well,
nice.
You've got right. Your Florida, let me tell you this. I haven't looked at the Florida House, but I did look at the Florida Senate today. One of the top priorities for education in the state of Florida, whether DeSantis made his executive order or he didn't, okay, one of their top priorities is to create and expand more wraparound services. Now, why I bring that up is because in the Every Student Succeeds Act, one of the kingpins in increasing Common Core, Career Tech, the data mining, the family engagement, the student success, and the social and emotional behavior interventions was through the wraparound services. And Florida has that as one of their top priorities. Those are things that should be being fought, not wasting time reviewing standards, because standards could be gotten tomorrow if someone were serious.
Yeah. I wonder whatever happened to good old reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, whatever happened to just going to school
it
and
got replaced.
Now, Governor DeSantis here in Florida is talking, they want to teach civics in school. That's an amazing thing to me, because I take my son to the voting booth. I got constitutions everywhere. We took him to the Lincoln Memorial, and we told him all about the history, you know?
Right. But
so,
what kind of civics, honey? What kind of civics? I mean, that's the question. He says, okay, we're going to put civics in, but what kind? Because the current civics model that is out there is called the C3, and it's all about citizenship, and, oh, gosh, I can't remember. It's civics, and I can't remember. But anyway, the point of it is it's Common Core aligned, and it is geared towards a global citizen, not an American citizen. So, yeah, tell me you're going to teach civics, but then show me, is it American civics, or is it more of this hogwash that's being shoved down our kids' throats? But, you know, like when I said the standards could be gotten tomorrow, there have been people who have said, you know, if we could go back to pre-Common Core where we were teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, our kids knew how to read. They knew how to spell. They knew how to do something that wasn't tied to a stupid computer. You know, you could do that. We've had people who have been in this battle for so long who have said, you know, hey, I helped write my state standards. If you want them without the Common Core, which is not there, or, you know, any of this globalism, ask me. I'll give it to you for free. You don't have to waste taxpayer money on a study. You can get the dumb things emailed to you for free. Why is that not happening? I really question his seriousness.
And a lady that's telling the story that I mentioned, her name is Tammy. I reached out to her to have her come on the show to tell about the CPS. This is a whole nother ball of wax. CPS and the Department of Children and Families and the kidnapping and sex trafficking and human trafficking that's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I gotta say this. Every student or child that is removed from the home and put into a foster care program or into the system brings money to the system. So when you take a person from one place to another and there's profit, right off the bat it's child trafficking. Just in that sense alone. Right off the bat.
Now, let me bring up something.
Our child trafficking services. It should be CPS.
Let me bring up something, Mark.
Yep.
It does connect,
yep.
Okay? When Every Student Succeeds law was signed, there were three federal departments which received an increase in power, and one more so than the other two, okay? One was the Department of Education, So we're not shrinking government, we're expanding it. The other was the Department of Labor. And the third one was the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, you would think because it was supposed to be an education law that the Department of Education would have gotten the largest power increase, right? Nope.
Right.
It was the Department of Health and Human Services, which handled... I'm sorry?
We love Dr. Ben Carson, don't we? He's head of that, isn't he?
Well, he's in HUD. He's in housing. Yeah, he's in health and urban development. He's not... Yeah. No. This is Health and Human Services. Now, Health and Human Services covers mental health, substance abuse. It covers Medicaid, Medicare. It covers so many things. And the reason why that the Every Student Succeeds Act gave Health and Human Services the lion's share of power was to overreach into education, to turn your schools in any school-related program into a quasi-hospital capable of Medicaid billing, so people are double-dipping into the Medicaid funding. And they're doing it in the name of, we're going to assess your child because your child is staring out the window too much, so therefore your child is a behavioral problem, and we need to assess if that's a mental disorder. And then, lo and behold, they get this assessment. It labels them, it medicates them, and boom, more money into the system. That, my dear, is absolutely criminal activity that has been codified into a federal law that we, the people, should not even so much as honor. And we're honoring it anyway.
It's scary stuff. All right, we're getting here towards the end of the show. So let's talk about how folks can tune in to the Common Core Diva and get your articles. I think it's highly important that folks read your articles and see the sources and research the sources themselves, because it's unbelievable. We're sitting here shaking our heads going, we love the STEM program, but it sounds, you know, the way you're telling it. So people need to read.
Right.
And cite the source. Cite sources.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark.
So do that.
And that's why I do what I do, because... Right. That's why I do what I do. I don't want you to have someone else tell you, oh, this is where this is what you should be thinking. No, I want you to have the truth, because no one else is giving you the truth. No one else is saying, here's where you'll find it. Here's the page number. Here's the company. Here's the person. And I don't care what letter is behind their name. They're all in on this. So you can find me at commoncorediva.wordpress.com. I'm on Twitter at Common Core Diva. I'm on Facebook, Common Core Diva. And then U.S. Parent Call to Action.
Excellent. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Keep me in the list. Keep me in the loop. You know, because I like learning about this stuff. I got a kid in school, and I'm worried. You know. And,
I know you do. And you know what?
And I sent you. I sent you the live feed.
Okay.
In a messenger,
okay.
So you can go into the comments and put all your sites and all your information into the thread there too.
I sure will, Martin. Thank you so much. And you know what? Tomorrow we'll be talking. Tomorrow's article is all about STEM taking over our farming. So be sure you look at that. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Again, thank you so much.
All right.
That's Common
Core
Diva.
You
can find our articles at commoncorediva.wordpress.com. Head on over there today. Search out Common Core Diva on the Facebook. You'll find her there. And learn. See for yourself the truth in black and white. It's all out there. She cites all her sources in her article, and you can go back and read all of them. Once you're there, you go to the archives. Everything is there. List. You can find any article you want. Make sure you read like 25 of them. Thanks again, Lynn.
Thanks, Mark. You take care.
Good night, and God bless. All right, folks. That's one heck of information pile that we just got here. And I implore you to head on over to commoncorediva.wordpress.com and please read the articles and see the sources and then do the research, and your mind will be blown. Your mind will be completely blown when you go and read the articles and you can't believe it, because then you can go to the source and you can find the information. She gets the information out there. That's what's good about Common Core Diva and Lynn Taylor there in the live feed. Hi, Lynn. You made it. Make sure you post all the stuff in there so that folks can find you. That's commoncorediva.wordpress.com right there. She just posted it for us. You get all the information. Very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. And so right now I'm going to run down the calendar. If you've been listening, you already know what's coming up. We got a heck of a calendar lined up. Folks, we have military tribunals that everybody's been hearing about. They are underway in Gitmo. We have some fine folks, Linda Forsyth and Leonard Bicani, I believe is his name. They are actually covering and have been granted access to closed circuit television viewing of the Gitmo trial live as they are happening. They posted the dates of when the trials are coming up, the dates coming up at the end of the month. We're going to hit all the dates. They are doing everything with research. They are finding facts. They are posting facts. They are getting the truth about the Gitmo military tribunals. And I believe now, if I'm correct, it's over 82,000 sealed indictments. California leads the way with 14,000 sealed indictments in California. So this stuff is all coming down the pike. They are researching, and they got researchers. They got people working on this to find the truth, and they are getting rid of fake news. They are, if you go to the site and you post a fake story, they're going to remove it. They're going to prove it wrong and then remove it. It's a site of respect and spirited debate. C-Vine.com, C-Vine, International News Network on Facebook. They are actually covering the tribunals. They started in January of this year. So the tribunals are taking place, but they're a little different than what we all expect and what we all thought. But the big deal is coming down. They've done the research. We will find the hard facts and the hard truth. C-Vine, International News Network. Linda and Leonard will be joining me 8 p.m. this Thursday. Then I have a young lady. She has been harassed at school. Maddie is her name, by administrators. She's a senior, and she's getting ready to graduate this year. And she wore a MAGA hat and Trump shirts, and they are harassing her vigorously for wearing it. It's really hardcore incredible. And then on the 14th of March, there's a movie coming out. It's called Planned. You may have seen it. I am working tooth and nail right now to get the filmmakers and Abby Johnson, the doctor in the film, to come on the show. We are in constant contact. I'm sending emails. I'm getting the message out. But Claire Colwell, botched abortion survivor, will join us on that day regardless, and we will talk about it. We will talk about the movie. I'll have watched. The trailer is out. The movie comes out, I believe, on the 29th or the 30th of this month. It's called Unplanned, and that's going to be on the 14th. I'm working on a few things on the 18th right now that are tentative, and we're working our way through the month of March. So stay tuned, stick around, make sure you tune in Mondays and Thursdays right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. And, of course, on the live feed right here, you folks there in the live feed, thank you so much for tuning in. We got a heck of shows coming up. I'm trying to get Duke Pesta on the show. He's the one that's supposedly going to be helping rewrite the standards here in Florida. I really want to get him on the show. I shared this show with him. He's seen it, apparently, so we'll see. Or somebody at his page seen it. So we're trying to get Dr. Duke Pesta on the show. We had him on in the past when he was talking about his homeschooling program, how it's Christian-oriented and God-based, which I really was digging that. I really liked it. His program was really cool. Homeschooling is very important, but you have to do it right. You have to be within the guidelines, or they send CPS a knocking and boom, and they get you. Crazy stuff happening in this country. The takeover of each thing they keep trying, all the things that are important to the takeover of a country. They worked on the education, the banking. Oh, they're working on it all. It's crazy. You want to tune in. So we're really working on some stuff. Stay tuned. That's all I can say. Also, we got a conservative's perspective heard two nights a week here, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m., www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. And I want to say thanks to my friends over at patriotshit.com. Here's the card. It's backwards because we know how the camera works. But it's www.patriotshit.com. His name's Paul. Check him out. Doing good stuff. LibertyRush.com and DaveBrayUSA.com. With that, it's the Star Spangled Banner, performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today, and we're going to check out. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Bray. It'd probably be a little commercial. There's always a commercial because you're using YouTube. Nope, here we go. Rock and roll. Please rise and join me in the national anthem. That's sung by Dave Bray. Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you all for tuning in once again to another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. We're racing up on 800 episodes, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you. Without you, there is no show. You guys keep tuning in. I keep doing the show. No, Mary, if you notice, real fast, the camera's backwards. See? I don't know where my earring in my right ear. That's my left ear. This is my left hand on the heart. See? I could do this in the video, but then I feel weird doing it. Anthem with my hand. It looks right on the video, but I got to have it over my heart. So there you have it. As Beavis and Butthead say, yeah, until we meet again. Boing. Thanks a lot, folks. Good night. Peace. Love you. Good night. You're welcome, Mary.